so dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Stampede you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 328. Yes, see, got it right this time. Love it. Joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up?
Hey, shit, dude. Just another beautiful day. How you doing, bro?
It's good. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. It's the best. It's the best. You gotta love it. You gotta love it when a plan comes together, as you can say, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's your week been? How's everything going?
Things are okay.
Okay is better than, complete dog crap. I get it. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, kid, everybody's good. Kids are good. Been watching a bunch of shit.
Okay, that's fair. Which we tend to do most times. It's fair.
Yeah. This week I watched Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, that movie's so good.
It made you care about the humans.
Yes. They did such a good job with it. And even if being in Japanese, you actually see it and you hear it and you're just like, wow, I don't even need to read the subtitles and you can actually see what's going on within the story.
See, I'm old school when it comes down to Japanese monster flicks. So, like, I did the dubbing.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I don't like subtitles because I don't want to watch a movie and also have to read.
That's pretty fair. Yeah.
They're separate things. Anyway, so yeah, I watched Minus One, and when it first came out, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna watch this. It's sort of like not really my thing, And we're also so many monster flicks in the last like couple of years already too, especially with the other Godzilla movie, and then which I hated the original Godzilla movie from 2014.
That was not that bad.
It was pretty bad. I mean, Godzilla made like 5 minutes of screen time and it was a fucking right.
Yeah, which kind of like upset me about it too, because I was like, why is it called Godzilla and he's barely there?
Like Bryan Cranston had like 3 minutes of screen time, and then fucking Scarlet Witch and fucking Quicksilver, the love story, because that was yeah. Aaron Taylor Johnson and fucking
mm-hmm. the Olsen one,
yeah,
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah. So, and then like the other Godzilla movies that came out, and then like the crossover Kong, and it's like okay, great. But then Minus One, it's like, this is just overkill of this fucking sea creature. And then, so I gave it a shot and I was like, holy shit, like I'm wrong. This 10 minutes into the movie, he literally fucking eats a person. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Not only does he eat a person, he also continues to bite a person and rip him in half. And yeah. Then bite another one and throw him miles away.
It was like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Right, exactly.
Just unkillable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
And then the running joke I had about Godzilla Minus One is that Oppenheimer was its prequel.
Oh, you know what? That is not a bad... It's not a bad, premise.
Because Minus One took place after the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the lead character was a fucking kamikaze pilot.
Yeah, he really was.
He was. And so, like, honestly, who gives a shit about spoiler alert? But when the girl who's not the lead character's wife, but sort of the love interest, uh-huh. and the so-called mother to the girl, like, When Godzilla did that fucking nuclear blast breath thing, I was like, oh, she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wait, she's alive? Huh?
Yeah.
That's like,
wow.
Okay.
He didn't hit her too hard.
I mean, she literally went, he hit her. She went flying.
He didn't all the way kill her yet.
And I read that Minus One actually broke a record because it got released on Netflix and iTunes the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And became number one simultaneously on both platforms.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. Pretty
dope.
I mean, they won, what, one or two Oscars?
I think they did. I don't remember. Yeah.
Then the next night, I watched The Iron Claw.
Oh, another great movie.
Oh, but so, I mean, the Von Erich
family. It's very emotionally investing.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
But everybody was just so good in that movie. And just the things about the Von Erich family, I mean, things I didn't even know about, that Kerry Von Erich won the Intercontinental Championship in WWF with a fucking prosthetic foot.
Yep.
And I liked that they didn't show his accident. They didn't show him having to lose the foot. They literally showed he
was getting there, and then it happened, and then after.
Yeah, it's like they're sad about the death of Dave. Kerry's drinking. He gets on his motorcycle, and then the next scene, it's like he wakes up, and you see he's like scratched up, and there's crutches. You're like, oh, okay. And then you see him get to the refrigerator, and he's missing a foot. I'm like, oh,
yep.
Yeah, very fantastic movie. It's just sad that that's all real shit.
Extremely sad.
Yeah. And like, can the studios please give us Zac Efron playing Lou Ferrigno at some point?
Oh, that'd be great.
Because the way he looked as Kevin Von Erich, picture him playing Lou Ferrigno. He was built about the same.
Well, but the thing is, he's not as tall as Lou Ferrigno.
Tom Cruise played Jack Reacher, okay?
Yeah, you do have a very valid point there. Very valid point. Fair enough. I'll take it. Fine.
Hugh Jackman is taller than Wolverine, but they make it work.
Yeah. They make it work very well. They've made it work for decades already, so I get it.
Yeah. So yeah, The Iron Claw, very, very sad film. Definitely worth watching. Yeah. A24 and their nonstop hit streak of win after win.
I wouldn't say everything has been a hit after win for an A24, but yeah, no, I get it. I see where you're coming from.
Well, I don't mean physical awards. I mean just like win as
no,
a hit.
No. I'm just saying they've put out some clunkers, but
oh yeah.
They're more on the positive side than the dog pile side.
Yeah. Then, going back to Efron. I mean, he'd be a pretty solid Lou Ferrigno in a biopic. That'd be just
you're not wrong.
So hey, studios, make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other night, I watched Glenn Powell play this character in The Hitman on Netflix.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. How was it?
It's fun. It's predictable, but it's fun.
Of course.
It's a good. After watching The Iron Claw, Hitman was definitely a good like.
It's a good refresher.
Yeah, good cheer yourself up kind of movie.
Okay.
Where he basically plays a guy who, is a fake hitman for the cops, where, he essentially. He's wearing a wire, and then he has to, get the mark to admit that they're gonna off their person and exchange money. And once that happens, he agrees to the job and walks away, and then next thing you know, the cops are there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's also a bit of a love story. So, because that's why I said it was a bit predictable.
Yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
And then aside from that, like I told you before we started, is that I watched this series on Netflix called Eric. Mm-hmm. Now, Eric is starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Gabby Hoffman, who I have not seen in a long time as something. So it's weird to see her play like an older lady when I still picture her as like the little kid from Sleepless in Seattle in the 90s, you know?
Oh, wow. That's right. She was in that.
She was that. She was in, not Traveling Pants, the other movie with the four girls, when they were adults, you know? But yeah, like she's had a career. This girl has had decades worth of work. And so like seeing her as this, like, this older, you know, tired woman in Eric, I was like, oh shit, that's that person. And so Eric is the story of Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays a puppeteer slash co-founder of a Sesame Street type show. And he and his wife are on the outs, and he's a bit of a ton of a mess. He's basically a functioning alcoholic, and the kid runs away. And yeah, me too, actually. I currently have a gin and tonic in hand. So what happened is that the kid runs away, and now this takes place in the early 80s in New York City, where New York City in the early 80s was a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
Corruption.
It was a big hole.
Yeah. Yeah, corruption. If you were gay, you had to hide, you know, the AIDS epidemic. And it was just, you know, not a good time. And so, like, so what had happened is that the lead detective in the missing persons case is black, and he's gay, but has to hide the fact that he's gay. Like, his partner is dying of AIDS. Like the realism into this was fucking great. And so what had happened is that so Benedict Cumberbatch character is, you know, where's my son? But he's also getting lost into, you know, drinking and then eventual drug use. And the detective is trying to not only solve the missing person case of Benedict's son, but also there's a missing black kid who had been missing for a few months prior to Benedict's kid. And therefore, they're not really looking for the poor black kid. They're looking more for the rich white kid, you know, because that's the 80s. And one of the best lines in this series, honestly, in the like first or second episode was, and it still resonates to this day. And one of the major players in the series is she's a lawyer. She's a black woman, and she goes, "How do you spell racism?" And she says, "NYPD." And I'm like, wow. I was like, that's still true. Basically, the reason why it's called Eric is because Benedict's son is an artist, and he drew out this character, which Benedict eventually turns into a puppet to help bring his son home. Like, oh, if he sees this, maybe he'll come home. And it's good. And what's wild is that, like, and again, what I said to you before we started is that, like, Benedict is walking around the streets of New York, and in his head, he hears the voice of Eric, but also sees him. So it's sort of like that's his symbiote. That's his Venom calling out for Eddie, you know, and like talking to him. Yeah, it's only 6 episodes. They're like an hour each, but damn, it check out Eric. You will not regret the show. It is fucking good. Okay. Yeah. And now it's great. I started it last night and I finished it earlier today. Dang. And then, earlier today, I also started the series called, Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. And apparently, apparently Peter Moffat is the creator of the series.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's good. It's really solid. Basically, Bryan Cranston's a lawyer, and his son gets involved in a hit and run. And the kid that he ended up killing happens to be the son of like a crime boss. And this takes place in I think they said Detroit. And what had happened is that it's Bryan Cranston doing everything in his power to keep his son out of prison. So he's like this honest judge, but he's manipulating the law to keep his son out of prison or even killed, because the kid that died was the son of a crime boss. Yeah, I'm only 2 episodes in, but my god, it's like insanely good. It's like, oh yep, it's like this is the reason why Bryan Cranston keeps winning Emmys.
Yeah, because he's a good actor.
Yeah,
you know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's about all I got. What you been up to?
Well, a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of nothing at the same time, I guess you could say.
Yeah, okay.
It's been busy. Of course, I've been working my regular job, my other job as well. I guess on this past Tuesday, I worked a concert at the Amity Arena. That was a really fun one. It was for Luis Miguel, who is a Spanish artist that's been around since I was a kid. His music came out like in like 87 for the most part. It started. He's been having a career since then, and he had a concert at the arena, and it was a short show. He was on stage for like 2 hours, no opener. It was just him. It started at like 7:30, was done by like 9:30. One of the shortest shows I've ever worked. Like, he gets on stage, sings, and he's out. Because I'm a cordial dude, so like I speak to the customers and I let them know, like, oh, yeah, thanks for coming, you know, it's an awesome that you're here. Glad you guys had fun. And this one person was like, yeah, like, you spoken more to us than he did on stage. Because, you know, artists usually, they like to interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
He did not interact with the crowd. He used this, like, yo, I'm coming on stage. I'm in and I'm out. And I was like, wow, what a douchebag thing to do. It's pretty sad that when an artist doesn't at least acknowledge the crowd that paid money to be there. Doesn't say anything. It was a great show, though. Like, he performed all the hits. He brought out like a big mariachi band. Everything was cool, but the fact that he didn't really show his love for the crowd and his fans, kind of like, wow, that's kind of messed up.
That's sort of bullshit.
Yeah. Like, wow, what a douche. But like, it was, like I said, again, going back to it, like, it was a good show. But it's just kind of disheartening to see that a person that people follow and have like utter the hugest love for them, that he just completely disregards the fact that they're even there.
Yeah.
It's super sad.
Douchey move.
Yeah, dude. Super douche. But yeah, besides that, it was pretty cool. Then on Friday, this past Friday, by the time this episode was up, it'll be like last week. But on Friday, I went with I went to with my kids. Okay, I picked them up early. I went with the kids to Raymond James Stadium because they had a employee appreciation night.
Okay.
And they had food and prizes and games and a whole bunch of stuff going on at the stadium. And I had a good time. I had a good time with the kids.
Good.
Yeah. That was pretty cool on Friday night. Then on Saturday, the next day, we were planning on going with the villains to one of the springs that are around here. Turns out a couple of villains, they was just going to wind up being two of us out of the whole group. So I was like, yo, let's just reschedule for another day. So I decided to take the kids all the way up to Indian Rocks Beach, where I got a sunburn. As you can see, I'm a little bit darker or redder than usual. It's because I got a lot of sun. But well, it's still a cool time. I had a good time. It was good to spend time with the kids. They love being at the beach. They love splashing around and having fun in the water.
Good.
So good. Like, good. Enjoy your time. Have fun. And then after we got back, my younger daughter, Harley, she was like, yo, I want to watch this movie with you, Dad. I'm like, okay, what movie do you want to watch? She tells me she wants to watch Abigail with me.
Okay.
That made me so happy. My daughter, my youngest daughter, who's about to be 10 in October, she tells me she wants to watch a horror movie with me. Made me so happy. For those that don't know, Abigail is a movie about these people that they kidnap this girl because somebody's like, oh, like, kidnap her and we'll give you money, you know, for kidnapping her and keeping her for 24 hours. And of course, things go all right. It is a horror movie. Turns out that the little girl is actually a vampire. And yeah, things go awry after that. And it made me really happy that she made me want to watch it. She wanted to watch me. I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you. Made me so proud. I was like, yay, my kid actually understands me. She gets me.
Oh, okay. This is relatively new, right?
Yeah, it came out this year.
This is the one where the girl who used to be part of the Scream franchise is in it. Yeah.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, Kevin Durant.
She's awesome in the movie.
The late, sad to say, the late Angus Cloud. Giancarlo Esposito.
He's good at it too. Yep.
Huh. Yeah, maybe I'll give this one a whirl.
It's a really good watch. It's a really good watch. It's not streaming yet, but it is.
Findable.
It is attainable. Yes. But yeah, it's good. It's a good watch. It's fun. It's somewhat campy. But the kills are pretty solid, dude.
Okay.
Like the way Angus Cloud gets killed is pretty. It's pretty badass. He's actually really good in it too. Like, it sucks that he passed, but he's pretty good at it. He starts off as a getaway driver, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because they all get stuck in this house and they can't go anywhere for 24 hours. And then they get the money. But yeah, it's a fun flick. Definitely worth watching. I watched a few movies this week that I was like, wow, these are actually really freaking good. Let me go through my list real quick. Because, of course, I have a list of the movies that I'm watching. And the latest ones. Let me see. Where are they? The Carnival of Souls came out in 1962. Fantastic movie for something that came out in the 60s to be a horror movie that actually holds up. Main reason it holds up is because a lot of the stuff within this movie are things that you see in other movies today. Like, okay. A lot of things are adopted from whatever was done in this one. I'm like, wow, it's absolutely fantastic how they thought of it back then with like a budget of almost nothing. It's absolutely fantastic. It is a short watch. It's only 72, 78 minutes long. But it is so worth watching. I definitely suggest watching that one. I believe it's, you can watch it somewhere. Where is it on streaming? It's on streaming somewhere. But yeah, Carnival of Souls, definitely a good watch. Another one that I watched this week that I really enjoyed, other than Minus One, was The Knights of Badassdom.
That's an interesting title.
Badassdom is hilarious, dude. It's a horror movie, of course, though. But it also stars Summer Glau for a minute. She's in that one.
Okay.
Who else? Peter Dinklage. Steve Zahn. The brother from True Blood, he's in it. Danny Pudi. There's a lot of notable characters in this, in a movie that came out in 2013.
Huh.
It is a horror movie. Because it's essentially, they're LARPers. And they accidentally call out a succubus. She starts killing all of them. It's pretty solid. I really enjoyed the hell out of it. And the last one that I'll talk about is The First Omen. Oh, man. I loved The First Omen. Mostly because I am a huge fan of the original Omen. It's great. Damien, I'm doing this for you. Fantastic movie. And then this one, which is a prequel to The Omen. It's a solid flick from beginning to end. And it does little things here and there that you're just like, wow. And you expect one thing and it actually turns out to be something completely different.
Okay.
You think it's going to be one person throughout the entire movie, but it's actually not the person that you think it is.
Okay.
And it's just really good. And then it leads directly into the original.
Sweet.
So I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. They did so well. And I'm very happy about it. So definitely worth checking out The First Omen. I believe it's on Hulu right now if you want to watch it. But yeah, it's good stuff. And of course, Minus One we spoke about. But yeah, that's about it for the stuff that I've watched and I've enjoyed for this week. And of course, wrestling. Of course. Why would I not talk about wrestling? But we're not going to talk about wrestling right now. It's okay. We don't have to. But one thing that we can talk about is something that we actually haven't done in quite some time. And we're going to do a ranker list. Rankers.
We haven't
done ranker in a long time.
I was still living in my Brooklyn apartment with my wife. The kids might have been born.
I think they were. Yeah.
Yeah. It's COVID times.
Mm-hmm.
You, me, Alex, and Fran. That's how long ago it's yeah. been. Ranker
it's been
times.
A minute. It's been a minute.
Possibly Renee. Possibly.
I don't think he was around, but I don't think he ever did any of them with us.
Oh wait, no. The most he contributed was the rattling of his keys.
Right. Yeah, the rattling of the keys and the slamming of doors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
nothing but love for the homie. Though.
Nothing but love.
But yeah, the ranker list. Let's do it. Ranker, of course, is a site that they have a bunch of stuff on there, obviously. But the main thing that's there is that that people go on there and they rank certain things. So they have lists of things that can be ranked or whatever. So like from, 20 to number one or whatever. There's a bunch of them. And the main one that I chose for today is the best characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which makes sense for the show today.
It does.
So let's go with the top 10 for today, senor.
Okay. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Iron Man is number one.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
Iron Man is number two on the list.
Okay. All right. Then next up, we're going to go Captain America.
Captain America is on the list, and he is number four. Captain America, Steve Rogers, is number four on the list.
Okay. Next up to the MCU. Wow, really? Downey got number two? Okay. We'll go Thor.
Thor is number four on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
Hulk?
Hulk. You're questioning yourself on saying Hulk. He is not in the top 10.
Okay. Nick Fury.
Hulk is actually number 13 on the list.
Okay. Nick Fury?
Nick Fury is not in the top 10 either.
Hawkeye.
No.
Ant-Man?
Not in the top 10. Nope.
Black Panther?
Black Panther is number 11.
Okay. Star-Lord.
Star-Lord is... Let me see. Not in the top 10.
Black Widow?
She's number 9.
Okay.
Okay. You're getting there.
Damn. Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel. Even though she had a decent first movie, she is not in the top 10.
Okay. I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is number 3. Huh. Peter Parker, Spider-Man is number 3.
So I've gotten 2, 3, 4.
2, 3, 4, 5. 9. And 11.
Okay.
9-11. No joke. No puns.
Okay. What about Falcon?
Captain Falcon is not on the top 10 list now.
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier is not on the top 10 either. I'll give you 3 more guesses.
Okay. Shit, I'm running out of characters.
Oh, no, there's plenty more.
I'm going to kick myself if I don't get this one. Because it's obvious, and I just can't think of who it could be. Is it like stupidly obvious?
Yeah, most of them are.
Okay.
You give up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so let's go over the top 10 top Marvel characters. Marvel Cinematic Universe characters. So we have at number 10, we have the Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff.
She's number 10.
Number 9, Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff. Number 8, Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
Number 7, Dr. Stephen Strange.
Okay.
Number 6, Loki.
Interesting. Okay.
Number 5, Captain America, Steve Rogers, who you mentioned. Number 4, we got Thor, which you mentioned. Number 3, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Number 2, Iron Man, Tony Stark. And the number 1 character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as per ranker, is Stan Lee.
Oh. Because, yeah, he is technically a part of the MCU. He's cameoed in all of the movies.
Yep.
I mean, he was basically a Watcher.
Yeah. He essentially, he is the Watcher. Yeah. But that is your top list for the best characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, according to Ranker. The top 10, at least. There's more, obviously. But
obviously.
Yeah. You mentioned Scott Lang. He's 14. Star-Lord is number 15. Hulk is number 13. Winter Soldier is number 16. Nick Fury is number 17. Hawkeye is number 19. And then continues and continues and continues. But yeah, those are the main ones.
Huh.
Yay.
Yay.
These are the list. That was fun.
It was.
Let's see what we got for next week. We'll figure out another one. Another awesome ranker list. Thank you for playing, senor. All right, so with that said, it leads us to some geek news, of course. Stuff that we're here for. This is what we do. This is what we talk about is geek stuff. We've talked about a bunch of geek stuff that we've been geeking out over this the last few minutes. But that's what? 35 minutes we've been talking about geek stuff that we thoroughly enjoy?
Yeah.
So let's continue with more. For a while, I've been a fan of the Wallace and Gromit movies. Wallace and Gromit is something that I've watched since I was a kid.
Same.
Always enjoyed it. It's always been fun. For a little while, they were like scared that they weren't going to have enough clay to make these movies anymore. But it is official. It is coming soon for Netflix. Not only is it coming from Netflix, but they're also bringing back the return of one of their biggest villains. And that's Feathers McCraw, who was one of the villains in one of the first few movies or show. It's pretty cool that they're doing this again. I want to see this. I've always enjoyed the Wallace and Gromit movies. They're super fun. They're super childish, of course, but it's such a great imagination to put these together. Like, they're just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do something like that. Of course, it takes so much time to put it together.
I mean, stop motion, to do like 5 seconds of stop motion takes like 45 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Longer. Way longer, just for 5 seconds. It's insane. And the fact that they're doing it today still using the same type of, you know, technology, quote unquote, that
they've been
doing for ages, it's pretty dope that they're still doing it.
And I honestly didn't think they were gonna do anymore because the creator had passed a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. But it's pretty cool. I'm excited for it. And the name of it is going to be, what is it? Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul.
Nice.
That is a pretty cool freaking title.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm down for it. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I'm excited to see when it comes out. I want to see it now. Like I said, I've really enjoyed these for a really long time. The fact that this is coming out very soon, I'm like, yes, please. Give me more. I think the first one was in like 2005 that they released in like on the full length feature. The Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Yeah.
That was super fun. As a full feature, not just like the little shorts that they've done before, but like a full feature was A Curse of the Were-Rabbit. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with it. I'm excited to see how the rest of the series plays out and how it all works. So yes, please, more Wallace and Gromit, especially now that it's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see where it goes from there. Then in other news... We know Will Smith. Will Smith is a guy. He has good stuff. He has not so good stuff.
Yeah.
Likes to smack people in the face. But hopefully he won't smack anybody on this one. But what's happening is that Will Smith will be returning in I Am Legend 2, which is very exciting. I want to see what they're going to do with this. But not only just that, is he going to be in it, but also he's going to be teaming up with Michael B. Jordan, who is one of those actors that I'm like, yo, give me him all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
I am so excited to see anything that he does because he's really good at what he does.
He is.
Like one of the first movies that I was like, wow, this is good. Even though he's done other things. But Fruitvale Station, awesome flick with him in it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, he's good. And then he's just evolved doing different things and different things. And it was like, yeah, like.
I mean.
I honestly, I still haven't seen Creed 3.
Creed 3 was good. The first thing I saw him in was he was on, he had a reoccurring role on the soap opera, All My Children, when he was a teen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then he, which a series I never watched, but we all know he was part of The Wire.
Uh-huh. Which was awesome. That's a great show. I did see him in that one. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And then you also had him, he had a one episode appearance on Burn Notice back in the day.
I never watched that one.
I like Burn Notice. That was one of the better USA series. But no, like, and then obviously he evolved, you know, as an actor, which is great. I mean, aside from his role as Killmonger in the MCU, I mean, but as we said, Fruitvale Station, I never watched it, but the one Chronicle.
Mm-hmm. Chronicle's awesome.
I heard that was good. And he's then great in that
one. Him and Dane DeHaan.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen trailers. Maybe I'll watch that this weekend.
Yeah, do it.
And then
peer pressure.
No, but no, and. Give that kid more screen time. He fucking deserves it.
Absolutely. He so deserves it. So him and Will Smith in that one. Definitely down for it. Still haven't seen what's his thing? Bad Boys 4, which came out recently.
It came out on Friday.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Me neither.
But then again, I haven't seen the third one either.
The third one, I need to go back. I think what I need to do is go back and rewatch at least the third one to understand the fourth one.
You know what's funny? For a second, I thought that the third one was actually the fourth one because it was called Bad Boys for Life.
Right.
But it's not.
The third.
That's the third one.
That's the third one. The new one is Ride or Die.
Yeah. That's fine.
Like, whatever. The first two movies I've seen 100,000 times. So I don't need to go back.
Yeah.
I mean, I could always rewatch those two, but like the third one I've seen once, and I didn't really pay attention to it because I had a lot going on when I watched it. Mm-hmm. But like,
yeah,
I think I need to go back and see rewatch three to understand what's going on in four.
Mm-hmm. I think you do. It's not a bad idea. And then moving on, we're fans of Jordan Peele. Hilarious dude. But not only just hilarious dude, but he's also like a good writer.
Yeah. Director.
And he's pretty much said that he had spoken to Marvel Studios for X-Men. He spoke to them about, you know, possibly being part of it. And unfortunately, that didn't work, so we're not getting him for the Marvel Universe or whatever in any type of way. But he mentioned that in Avengers 5, which is going to be the next big, you know, Avengers movie, that there could be more than 60 characters in this movie, which is absolutely bonkers. Because, of course, we had Endgame that had like a bazillion characters in it already. But for this one, have even more. Of course, not only is it's understandable because they're essentially introducing the X-Men into the whole Marvel,
Which is pretty cool, because we haven't seen the X-Men there yet.
No, we, yeah.
But this would be a good way to start introducing everybody. Like, oh, listen, these are all these guys. Let's see where it goes. I'm excited for it. I want to see who they're going to bring into this Marvel Universe. Obviously, Wolverine is going to be there. The basics, who, you know, we know. Like, you know, Cyclops, Storm, Beast.
Right.
We've gotten little tastes here and there. We saw Beast in the Marvels. Supposedly Gambit's going to be in there. It's just so many people that you can bring into it. I'm like, wow, I want to see how they do this. Are they going to stick with the older people that were in these roles to reprise them? Whether it be in the older X-Men universe or in the newer ones, the Days of Future Past ones. Who are they going to bring into it? Are they going to bring those people into it? Are they going to bring the older ones into it? Are they going to bring Patrick Stewart back for just like a couple of minutes as Professor X, who they did in Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Right. In the iconic chair.
Yeah. Will they bring him into it? How are they going to do it? Who are they going to introduce? Allegedly also, Dr. Doom might be the next big bad, along with Kang, or another variant of Kang, which is cool, because we didn't secondly finish off with Kang. So seeing how they would do that, how they would introduce all these other characters, yes, fucking please. Bring it all. I am ready for it. Don't fuck it up, Marvel, but I'm excited still. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Give it all. Give it all. Give it all to me. Straight to the vein. I need it. I need it now. I need it today. I need it yesterday. How about that? Then we got a couple trailers. You know, we always talk about trailers and movies and things that we quite possibly enjoy all the fucking time. And we got two trailers this week. One of which is a sequel to, well, the third part in a trilogy of movies starring Mia Goth. This one is Maxine. Continuing from X and Pearl, who she's essentially a starving artist wanting to do something in the world, wanting to be a famous actress in some type of way. And we got the new trailer for Maxine. And let's watch it because it looks pretty freaking cool. So let's do this. Let's watch Maxine.
A24 presents the follow-up to a film that possessed a nation. The Puritan 2.
Cut! The blood's wrong. Molly Bennett, meet Maxine Minx. Pleased to meet you. Sorry.
We've all got blood on our hands now.
The past ain't finished with you, Maxine. Ain't no way to hide this show business. You never work in this town again.
Maxine, what are you hiding?
I've seen the devil stalking me. I can feel his power.
Made it to the belly of the beast. You must eliminate all distractions, or the beast will spit you right back out.
Drop it! Time to pay for your sins.
It's America's new scream queen.
Maxine fucking Minx.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Does that not look interesting?
That looks. I need to go and watch the other ones now. What I find crazy is that they added that phone number.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wonder what happens if you call that number.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see what happens with that. I never checked it out.
Well, Did you finish with phone numbers that that you call for to hear whatever you know they're trying to announce? Did you finish the current season of Chucky?
No, I'm still like 3 episodes behind after they took that hiatus or whatever, like the last 4 episodes or whatever.
Okay, well,
I need to watch those.
There's a phone number to call.
Okay.
And it's basically when you call the number, Chucky basically, his voicemail is like something to the extent of, why are you calling me? People no longer fucking call people. They text. So text me. And then it's like, it's primarily a campaign for the 4th season.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Which still no word if it got renewed.
That's fine. Didn't they essentially say that there's going to be another movie that continues from this show?
I mean, I'll take any form of this version of Chucky.
Yeah.
Because this is all the good that could have been out of those shitty sequels.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Not all the sequels are bad. They're all decent in some type of way. I sat through all of them and I rewatched them all.
You lost me after Bride. I've seen them, but no.
That's fair. The scene of Chucky was weird.
Chucky
was weird too. Like, how is that possible? But whatever. It's movie logic. I'll take it.
Yep.
But yeah, speaking of movie logic, we have another trailer starring most serious actor, Dave Bautista, who I really enjoyed in Knock at the Cabin. Fantastic role he played in. Did you see that one?
I saw that in theaters. That was really good.
It was really good, especially for a Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. You know,
one of the best Shyamalan movies has come out as of late.
I mean, on the side note of Shyamalan, I'm looking forward to, what's it, Trap? The Josh Hartnett
one? That one looks good. Also, speaking of Shyamalan, his daughter recently put out The Watchers, starring not Abigail Breslin, but Dakota Fanning. That looks pretty good, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dakota Fanning.
No. I didn't know that was Shyamalan's daughter. But someone put up saying that The Watchers is unwatchable.
Yeah, of course they're going to say that.
Critic, hater's going to hate.
Exactly.
Be your own critic.
Exactly. Watch yourself. Get your own thoughts on whatever it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or hate it. It's all good. It's still more than what a lot of these critics do anyway, because a lot of these critics, all they do is just talk about stuff that they watch. They haven't put out any of their own things anyway. So,
true.
Yeah. The next trailer, as I was saying, serious actor David Bautista is in The Killer's Game. Let's watch the trailer for that.
How did you end up here?
Work.
What do you do?
Retirement planning.
You should smile more often. It suits you. I'm gonna live
till I die. There's only 2 ways out of the killer's game, Joseph. You walk away clean, or you go out on your back.
Joe? Are you okay? Live until I
die. I'm afraid I've got some bad news, Joe. It's terminal.
Longer out.
Best case, 3 months.
Well, it makes you to see me balls like that. The blues I lay low.
What brings you to my door?
I need a contract executed.
Who do you want retired?
Me.
I've thought about doing this for years. You killed my father. This way, I kill you and get paid.
$2 million for Joe Flood. Daddy's gotta go to work.
gets me wet.
Whatever turns you on. Oh,
I'll make them stay low.
Oh, Flood, thank God. There's been a mistake. They switched your scan with another patient. You're not gonna die, but you might want to get your eyes checked.
I'm gonna live!
I'm canceling the contract.
You think this changes anything?
I'm calling in every hit on Europe, you hear me?
Yeah, when you tell them to pack light. Because they won't fucking be staying long.
What is going on, Joe?
Daisy, I'm a hitman.
What? You killed people?
I'll take a chance.
That's what an assassin is, yeah. Right in line. Did he just hit me with a motorcycle? This is disrespectful.
Before my numbers, I'm gonna fill my gun.
Do you think I killed him?
I hope so. Ain't no money worth this shit. I'm gonna
live. Don't hate the playoffs. Hate the game.
I got you.
Until I know.
Rachel, the fucking doctor, too. Have you had your eyes checked?
Oh my God, that looks so good.
Right? It looks so fun. So exciting. I am excited for this one.
Batista looks good.
Yeah, he looks weird with hair.
Yeah, that's strange.
I'll take it.
It's also he's not green and covered in, you know, alien tattoo markings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, it looks good. And the fact that it's the studio that brought us John Wick.
Yep.
That means this movie has potential for another one.
Uh-huh. Which makes sense because essentially he's like, I'm putting a hit on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But he fucked up. I'm excited.
I should kill that doctor too. He said you should have your eyes checked.
Yeah. This looks super fun.
It looks fun. Like, and the fact that it's him reuniting with Pom Klementov.
Yeah. Super cool. Very exciting.
Because, you know, their chemistry in the Guardians films are great.
Yeah.
You know?
Together.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see anything that they do together.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, dude, it's really freaking cool. Whatever's happening within the next few months, because, of course, it's going to be, obviously, by the summer, maybe towards the fall. I'm down for it, dude. There's a lot of cool stuff coming out very soon.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of cool things happening.
Next month we get Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Why?
Because they tried to do it years ago, and then they tried to do a TV show, and the pilot never aired. Yada 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 yada.
Yeah. Still though, why? But it's okay. I get it. Fine. Whatever.
At least that's coming to Netflix. We don't have to leave our house to watch it.
Yeah, basically. It's just fair. But yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what comes out of these things. That about wraps it up for this week. I appreciate you guys standing around for listening to us for the last hour or so. So, Brian, where can we reach you, sir?
You could, of course, find me being lazy sitting on my couch. You could find me on socials. Check out Bri2J on Instagram or Bri2J Presents on both Instagram and Twitter. Check out Bri2JPresents.com for old content, new content eventually coming when I got time. That's pretty much it. Where can we find you?
Sweet. Thank you, sir. Then you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal, where I post random stuff, I guess, pretty much everywhere on Instagram, Twitters, Threads, that's a thing. But yeah, find me over there. You find the show on Inner City Geeks, at Inner City Geeks on Instagram and the Twitters. Also at InnerCityGeeks.net, we've got a whole bunch of stuff up there. Of course, we have this show. We also have Comics Goes the World, Manga Time, Anime World. There's a ton of that over there.
A lot. Mario was not wasting any motherfucking time. So check out all that stuff over there. Of course, like you said, Bright Switch Presents. And there's a bunch of links at the bottom of the page where you can check out all that stuff too. You can also listen to the show on Spotify and SoundCloud, because Google Podcasts isn't around anymore. And also, So Spotify. You can find us on Spotify.
That's right.
Yeah. Motherfucking Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
The last of the Mohicans. Yeah. But yeah, you can find us over there. We appreciate you like always. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.